Good evening and welcome to this special holiday edition of the KRFP Evening Report for Labor Day 2011. On today's show, we'll have some of the Moscow Planning and Zoning Commission public hearing on amendments to the city's big box store ordinance held on Wednesday, August 24th. The commission voted to recommend the city council approve changes to the city's big box store ordinance, getting rid of the conditional use permit requirements for new stores smaller than 90,000 square feet. If passed by the City Council, the change means the city will no longer require conditional use permits for new big box stores between 40,000 and 90,000 square feet. The ordinance change eliminates the public hearing and economic impact study requirements triggered by the conditional use permit process for new stores larger than 65,000 square feet. A conditional use permit would still be required for any store increasing its area by 30%. That would make it larger than 90,000 square feet. The proposed changes now go to the City Council with a do pass recommendation. Here's some of the public hearing.
Aaron Amend, 523 Veach, Moscow. Chain store proliferation has weakened local economies, eroded community character, and impoverished civic and cultural life. Moreover, consolidation has reduced competition and may harm consumers over the long term. Contrary to conventional wisdom, the decline of independent businesses is not inevitable, nor is it simply the result of free market forces. Rather, public policies have played a major role, particularly through tax incentives and other developmental subsidies that give national chains a significant advantage. Meanwhile, a growing number of communities are taking a different approach. They are adopting land use rules that deter chain stores and actively encourage local ownership. I'd just like to say once again that the ordinance that you're amending was just not a wasn't just a radical idea that got foisted on the city. It was a compromise. It was a result of extended conversation. I think that everything that's in there is in there for a reason, and I don't see any reason for you to weaken it. I know I certainly didn't get what I wanted out of that. I wanted big box stores excluded completely. Just pow. No, I didn't get it. I got a little bit less. Everybody got a little bit less. That's what we call compromise. I think we just need to live with it. We need to go forward. And I think we need more than just anecdotal evidence that there's a problem. Thank you very much.
So I was just going to ask, so relative to the ordinance language here that we're voting on tonight, you would encourage the commission to vote the whole thing to City Council with a negative recommendation?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You had mentioned in the square footage, you had said a CUP for new LREs of greater than 65,000.
Right.
Is that a number that's you could live with, or versus the 90,000 versus the 40,000, or would you prefer just to stick with the ordinance as it currently stands?
I think I'd like to stick with the ordinance as it currently stands. Again, I tried to go over my notes from when this was dealt with before, but was unable to glean a ton of information out of it. But I think that there was very serious deliberation given to the ordinance that we have right now.
Jim Anderson, 1628 Hillcrest Drive in Moscow. Here we are again. I agree with most of the things that you gentlemen and ladies have put into this ordinance. I just have a couple exceptions, which I'll get into later in my testimony. I'd like to congratulate you on your effort that you've put into this. I know it's a hard task, and I think you've done a great job. I spent my entire adult life in the retail business in one form or another. 10 years in Wenatchee, Washington as general manager of a large retailer with stores in Wenatchee, Ellensburg, and Omak, Washington. In 1968, I came to Moscow as general manager of the largest retail store in the area. I operated an automobile dealership in Moscow here for 20 years before retiring. I have served on the Moscow City Council, on this commission, and the Zoning Board of Adjustment. I say this because I love this community and I want to see it prosper. 6 years ago, this ordinance was passed for one reason only, and that was to keep Walmart from building on the Thompson property east of Moscow. I guess I should offer congratulations because it sure accomplished that. It kept them out. It also caused the loss of thousands of dollars in sales tax and real estate taxes, and the loss of between 200 and 300 jobs. Things have changed in the past 6 years. The city council has changed, and the attitude of the public has changed. In a recent survey conducted by the city, the general public was satisfied with almost every category surveyed. The one area they pointed out was they wanted more shopping opportunities in Moscow. In my view, there is a very simple solution in revising this ordinance. Do away with the CUP, period. Do away with conditional use permit, period. Let the design manual and zoning regulation dictate construction enforced by the city staff. We don't need any more regulations. We have everything we need in place with these updates. I can guarantee you that if a retailer is going to invest millions in this community, they will bend over backwards to satisfy the potential of customers. It is good public relations. Let the free enterprise system work. Forward a recommendation to the City Council to eliminate the conditional use permit and operate under design manual and zoning regulations. Let's put the smile back in the city with a smile. I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
I'm Joanne Manita, and I live 203 South Howard. And I'm opposed to removing the public hearing from large developments. Well, so I'm also opposed to removing the economic impact part of it and the notification part of it. But I guess if you're not going to have a public hearing, you don't have to notify anybody. To me, having a public meeting is not a substitute for a public hearing. And I thank you, by the way, for having a public hearing, showing how it works so well. I think what we just had with the Exxon Mobil meeting shows us what a public meeting is. They tell you what they're going to do, and you sit there and you object, but that's the way it is. And I don't think that's the kind of participation we've had in our community. I don't think that's the kind of participation our community wants. I don't think this is a growth versus no growth. I don't know why the university keeps talking about, yes, we want growth. We get growth by having a wonderful community, and people want to move here and live here, and that's part of our whole quality of life, central location, traffic patterns, listening to the people. That's the kind of thing that attracts people to the community. I also feel that it's not good to talk about being friendly or unfriendly to business. We're friendly to businesses that are friendly to us. And if they're friendly to Moscow, they want to hear what the community thinks and what it's about. And assuming that big box stores want to please you and therefore they're going to design something for the community, I've never been in a Target or a Shopko or a Walmart that doesn't look like every other one. I don't think they're in tune with the community, but I think having a community participation in the development would encourage them to be in tune with the community. I think the economic impact is important because we don't want to put our local businesses out of business. We talk about being business friendly. Let's be business friendly to our own businesses that have worked so hard, that support the community, support the nonprofits, keep the community going, and let's try not to put them out of business. So I'm opposed to this because I'm in favor of having community input and having us listened to in a real way and not a let's tell them how it's going to be way. I think it's important that any new business come in fitting in with what the community wants. We don't only want more if you look at the overall survey, we don't only want more places to shop. We want to continue to have the kind of community that that's livable and quality of life. We've said that in surveys. We said that in meetings leading up to the comprehensive plan, and it's in the comprehensive plan.
My name is Kelly Moore. I live at 1025 South Logan in Moscow. I'm opposed to any change in the large retail ordinance as it stands. A lot of work went into making that ordinance over many years, and it does not need to be changed. I understand that the City Council, and in particular Walter Steed, who is in a nonpartisan position but is chairman of the Latah County Republicans, requested that the P&Z revisit this ordinance. Mr. Steed and his supporters, who think that restrictions on corporate power is against their worship of the god of money, are wrong. Corporations in general, especially large ones, are not democratic. They're autocratic. There's a CEO, and if he says, put a store here, that's where it goes. They aren't interested in anything but the god of money. They don't care about the quality of life in our community. All they care about is the amount of money they can suck out of it. And when they're done sucking it, they close the store down and move. We the people demand that our voices get to be heard when a mega corporation comes in and wants to radically, 90,000 square feet's a big building, and radically change the landscape of our community. Currently, we don't get that when a mega corporation decides to stuff a megalode down our streets with no input from us at all. Besides trimming all the trees in our tree city so they can make their way easier. If you forward these proposals, changes to the City Council, you are removing the citizens' right to challenge the mega corporations in a public hearing. Please don't give in to the god of money and change the large retail ordinance.
I'm Jack Porter, 725 East E Street in Moscow. I'd just like to focus on the requirement for a public hearing. I'd like that requirement kept as is. I really don't understand if an entrepreneur has millions of dollars to invest and his enterprise is in sync with the sense of with the community character and something the public is going to like. What does he have to fear about a public hearing? I don't really think it was the requirement of a public hearing that chased Walmart away. I really just don't understand why that's such a burden to a serious entrepreneur. It's not a barrier to growth. It's not a barrier to shopping opportunities. It's just a way for the community to have a very valuable conversation about what kind of community we want. And frankly, as a citizen, I really value that opportunity. I don't often come to participate, but it's very important to me to have that opportunity. And I frankly would be miffed if the government as an entity appears to be reducing my opportunities to have that kind of input into the life and character of the community.
The next voice is local developer Shelley Bennett.
Scrap the CUP in its entirety and the economic study. Let's not just pick 90,000 square feet because that might keep somebody that we don't like out. That would keep Lowe's out. That would keep Target out. That would keep Home Depot out. Let me see. I could probably go on for all the rest of the large box stores because those are the sizes they build. They build 80 to 120 or bigger stores if they deem that the market that they're coming to warrants it. We as a community are suffering and our downtown is suffering because we are not drawing people from out of the area to our community anymore. We let go of the one thing that we had that brought the populace in from the county, they now have to go to Lewiston because they can't afford to shop in downtown Moscow. And even the people that shop in downtown Moscow don't appear to be shopping there. Look at the status of the existing retailers that we have there. We'll see several holes open up shortly. It's just not been good, and I think that part of the reason is the economics of the country, but another reason is we're not drawing people here anymore because we don't have everything that everyone else has, and we don't have anything more than everybody else, which is what we had before.
That was Shelley Bennett, owner of the East Side Marketplace. The next voice is Jim Anderson, also a local developer.
6 years ago, this ordinance was passed for one reason only, and that was to keep Walmart from building on the Thompson property east of Moscow. I guess I should offer congratulations because it sure accomplished that. It kept them out. It also caused the loss of thousands of dollars in sales tax and real estate taxes, and the loss of between 200 and 300 jobs. Things have changed in the past 6 years. The city council has changed, and the attitude of the public has changed. I can guarantee you that if a retailer is going to invest millions in this community, they will bend over backwards to satisfy the potential of customers. It is good public relations. Let the free enterprise system work. Forward a recommendation to the city council to eliminate the conditional use permit and operate under the design manual and zoning regulations.
That was Jim Anderson. Next is David Pierce.
We have been told again and again from applicants for building permits that they desire to have permit for CUP completely removed from the permitting process because it removes the uncertainty of something happening during the hearing which the applicant did not anticipate. I thought a lot about what that might be, and particularly as we've gone through this tonight. The only example I can think of in Moscow since I have been here is, in fact, the brouhaha that we had with Walmart in 2005. There were lots of reasons why people did not want Walmart here. I'm not sure how many of them really were things that we should have been concerned with. But certainly one of them was it appropriate to have a big box community across the street from the cemetery? To me, that's a political question. That's a question that has to be decided by the community. And if we don't have a CUP, then we don't have an opportunity for people to voice that kind of a concern and to have a political discussion, because that's what it is. It's a political discussion about whether we think that is appropriate or not. I really feel that there's a whole lot in this ordinance that we ought to do, particularly the removal of a lot of the studies. I see no reason why the ones that we're asking to be removed should not be removed. But when it comes to the removal of the CUP, that's a very different story. Yeah, we're supposed to have a community meeting. We named it a community meeting because we didn't want it to be like the neighborhood meetings, which if you sat in on any of these things before, most people feel are a joke. We increased the size and the number of people who would be contacted or who would be at least aware that there was going to be this community meeting. We would do that primarily through putting a notice in the newspaper. But how many people routinely look for such notices? As far as I know, they would only have to appear once, and that is 14 days before we would have that community meeting. A community meeting, as far as I am concerned, does not effectively replace a public hearing because it does not provide for direct input from the people. And that is what we really want, I think. I think that's what all this is about. I really think that much of the uncertainty that we've talked about before, when you have a CUP, is pretty well gone, simply because we have the design manual, which pretty well spells out what we expect, what you can and cannot do. That leaves the only thing to be discussed at the CUP public hearing, the things that are really political, the things that are differences of opinion. Some of those may or may not be things that we can legitimately consider. And some of them may not be. Some of them may be and some may not. And I think that is a part of the reason why we really need to keep the CUP. I frankly would like to see the CUP a part of all of these, all the way down to 40,000. I don't think you would have very much question with those smaller things, but you very well might have with some of the larger ones. The public hearing allows for public participation in this whole thing, in this whole process. I don't think the community meeting, just like the neighborhood meeting, really allows for the public to voice their concerns to the people who count. And the people who count are the people who are on the Planning and Zoning Commission and the people who are on the City Council. That's who we want to hear these things. I think the possible benefit of the community meeting is that it should provide whoever is asking, whoever is filing this application, with an idea of what the public is concerned about. And hopefully it will get rid of a whole lot of misconceptions, because one of the things I've learned is that there are lots of misconceptions when you start on these things. And until you get into some kind of a situation where you have a dialogue, you don't get rid of those misconceptions. Somebody made the point earlier that we have a CUP for a small business in a residential part of the city. Why shouldn't we have a CUP required for a large business to come in, a large building to come in that's going to affect the whole community, and be sure that we have the whole community involved in making that decision?
Stephen Hacker, Executive Director, Moscow Chamber of Commerce, 41 South Main Street, personal address 1364 Bristol. The large retail establishment ordinance, whether it was targeted against one business, whether it took years, months, whatever it took to put it together, it's about a personal preference on the type of businesses that we have in this town. I'm here to deliver a message. I forego my public opinion when I took the position I did, and I don't get to do that anymore. I have to deliver the message of our general board, and I want to be very clear what their message was. Their letter to the mayor's office, to council, to this Planning and Zoning Commission, and the city staff is one. We have complete confidence in city staff to administer the design manual for any business that comes to this town. They've been doing it for a very long time, long before anybody sat on this commission. I held this job. They've been looking out after our city, and I have to agree with Ms. Bennett on that point, that we've grown longer than we've all probably been here, and it's been with the work typically of the city staff protecting the city and using that design manual as it's grown with them. But to deliver the message of the general board, first I want to tell you what the makeup of the general board is. We have 16 voting members elected from 450 businesses in Moscow, and they're made up from locally grown, independently owned, Moscow-based businesses like Hodgins Drug and North Idaho Athletic Center. And they're made up of franchise-owned, locally owned businesses such as Fresno Gauge and Allegra Print and Imaging. And they're made up of corporate stores such as Staples and Walmart. we don't get to pick and choose who our friends are. We support our business community in general. We know that everyone is here to support that business community. But that message, when it comes from that 16-member general board, is made up of 16 voting members elected. There are 13 small business owners on that general board. There are two franchise, regionally owned business members on that board, and there is one big box representative on that board. And I appreciate the commentary. We have to protect our locally small businesses and the big boxes. The board voted unanimously against the large retail establishment ordinance. They are not in favor of this ordinance at all. Not because they're afraid of Walmart, not because they're afraid of a conditional use permit, because they wouldn't want that put on their business. They wouldn't want to make their investment as a community subject to additional laws and regulations. They just want the opportunity to invest, and they want others the opportunity to invest. And that's really our message from the board. If you want a clear message, we do not support the large retail establishment ordinance. They did not support it in 2005. The Chamber of Commerce did not. It did not support it in 2006. It will not support it in 2011 nor 2020. And it isn't about whether or not you want to shop at Walmart or whether or not you want to shop at a mall. What we want is the opportunity, the choice. If you don't like Walmart or you don't believe in the preferences of a Target, then shop. You can vote with your feet and your wallet and not go there. But let's not dictate to everyone else whether or not they have that choice. There's 40, maybe 50 of us in this room. There's 30,000 citizens in Latah County. There's 24,000 in the city of Moscow. If you go to Eastside Marketplace, the Palouse Mall, or Walmart when it was in business, thousands of cars go through there every day. You have to listen to the board of the Chamber of Commerce. You have to listen to the citizenry. And they say it's not necessary. We trust our city staff. We believe in what they can do. And ordinances like this are counterproductive to business growth. That's our message. Thank you.
You've been listening to parts of a Moscow Planning and Zoning Commission public hearing on amendments to the city's big box store ordinance held Wednesday, August 24th. The commission voted to recommend the city council approve changes to the city's big box ordinance, getting rid of the conditional use permit requirements for new stores less than 90,000 square feet. If passed by the City Council, the change means the city will no longer require conditional use permits for new big box stores between 40,000 and 90,000 square feet. The ordinance change eliminates the public hearing and economic impact study requirements triggered by the conditional use permit process for new stores larger than 65,000 square feet. A conditional use permit would still be required for any store increasing its area by 30%. That would make it larger than 90,000 square feet. The proposed changes now go to the City Council with a do pass recommendation. While some commission members, such as Deborah Reynolds and Joel Hamilton, lamented the possible loss of the conditional use permit, others, such as Nels Reese, said keeping the conditional use permit process with its mandatory public hearings only for stores larger than 90,000 square feet gives their recommendation a chance to pass the City Council. Commission member Jerry Schutz felt eliminating public hearing and conditional use requirements for each big box store does not translate into eliminating public involvement altogether. Well, that's it for this special holiday edition of the KRFP Evening Report. If you want to help KRFP keep news reports like this on the air, plus the reports you hear during Morning Mix, and the public affairs shows, and the recordings of local events you hear on Radio Free Moscow, plus the music and arts programming you hear every day, be sure to become a member of Radio Free Moscow. Memberships are $35 a year, $25 for students. You can mail your memberships to Radio Free Moscow, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. That's Radio Free Moscow, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. Or you can check out the Radio Free Moscow website on ways to donate. I'm Lee Robartis. Have a great evening.